Good morning. Grace and peace to you on this blessed Palm Sunday morning. You heard about the little kid that was, his whole family's ready to go, but he was sick that morning, and so he had to stay home. The rest of the family comes home, and the kids told him, oh, there's a palm processional, and we threw cloaks and palms for Jesus to come down through the center aisle. It was wonderful. And the little guy says, the one day I miss, and he shows up. Did you catch this? This is Palm Sunday. Boo, I know. By way of announcements, on the back of the bulletin, you see some of the things going on. We're mostly focused this week on the wonderful Holy Week. We will have a Good Friday service here. We look forward to your presence. We have an established time, 7, I'm assuming. Okay. Mark and the choir will bring music and scripture as we celebrate that. And then, of course, Easter Sunday coming up. Amen? We are approaching that as we are in the midst. Are there announcements that we need to make before we begin? Any agenda items? Michael, Sandra Tinney has her arm up. I'm Bess, and she has something for us.
Saturday is the UMW meeting at 10 o'clock. All the women of Burns are invited.
All right. And we are not called United Methodist Women anymore, is that right? Women of Faith, amen, all right.
Women of Praise.
Michael, Deb Gunther, our mission chairperson, coordinator, energy, spark plug.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
At Sabor, we got $150, and the next crop fundraiser is at Legends on Iliff on April 20th between 11 and 9. Thank you.
All right. All you have to do is go there and eat. Let them know that you're with the church, and they give us a percentage. They give us a gift to the church, so everyone benefits. You get a full blah. Miss Ellen, you have an announcement.
Yes,
please.
I do. I wanted to let everybody know the organization that I sell pecans for, PEO, a philanthropical organization for women. We raise money for women's education throughout the world. We are now selling gift cards for Tagawa Garden Center down on Parker Road. And some of the proceeds then go to our benefit, you know, we get a percentage. Anyway, if you have gardening coming up, now is the time to buy those. I will be taking orders over the next few weeks. And we'll be, the cards are in like $25 increments.
Okay. All right. Another way to benefit PEO and also be able to meet some of your needs. Thank you. Other announcements, other things for the good of the order? Richard, nothing? Okay, we're good. I want to invite anybody else that wants to be part of the palm processional. Go back. Stephanie's lining everybody up, and they've got palms. Does everybody have palms? Does anybody need palms? If you need palms, give a wave, and we'll get ushers, Joe Burns. Can you bring a palm down to Sandy Tinney? She is palmless. And over here. Just spread some around. Finau, do you have a palm? No, we need a palm over here. We have plenty. Interesting story there. Paya ordered palms way early. Everything was good. And I checked with her this week, and I said, have you seen the palms? No, she said, and let me call and double check. Well, she called the company, right? And they said, oh, the order never got fulfilled. There's nothing, but we'll rush and send you some. I will go box them and send them right now. And they sent them right to Paya's home. And when those arrived, so did the box that she had ordered way back when. So we have two sets of, everyone should have two palms, perhaps. One in each hand, that's right. And if you're Spanish, you can have one in your teeth. All right. We are, Bo, over there. All right. Let us prepare ourselves to be in worship. If you would stand and wave hello to one another. Kiddos, if you are there, go back in the back. Wave hello to one another, and let's turn to our call to worship. P. peace of Christ, Richard.
Please remain standing as we join in reciting our call to worship. God is good. Look, there is Jesus coming.
He is arriving in the holy city, Jerusalem.
Make a path for our Lord, the Messiah.
Folks before him, for he is the chosen one of God.
Let us join in worship.
Hosanna in the
Please remain standing as we lift our voices and raise your palms as we sing Hosanna, Loud Hosanna, number 278.
Amen. Hosanna.
You may be seated.
Thank you, young people. You're going off with the Pied Piper is taking our children. All right.
Please be seated. Our first scripture reading is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. Listen for the word of the Lord. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and the others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil. Who is this? The crowds were saying. This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee. The word of the Lord.
Thank you, Nalu. By way of prayers, our family in this building and our family around the world, there are needs of prayers. Don Boyles is still seeking a kidney transplant, still seeking that. Looking good. Don, you look good for today, and we're glad for that and glad to have him present. Renee has been absent for a little bit, but we see her back there. I saw her earlier. I've lost her now. You're on the wrong side, Renee. There she is. Okay, very good. All right. Not only am I old and getting deaf, but a little bit blind as things go on. She was over here. I say she's hobnobbing. All right. Are there other prayers of concern that you would lift this morning? Michael, if you would come down for the microphone for Don Boyles.
I just wanted to say that Mom's not here today because she took a tumble Thursday and is pretty banged up, so she's staying home watching today.
Okay, prayers for Jeanette Boyles. Took a tumble. All right. Been there, done that? We're all moving a little slower than that. Other prayers of concern. Deb Gunther, please.
I want prayers for a friend of mine, Carrie, just found out she has liver cancer. Thank you.
Okay. Karen, who has liver cancer. All right.
Carrie.
Carrie. Paya has her hand up. Michael.
Asking for prayers for Casilita Hakaumotu. She comes to church with us. I just found out last night that she is in the hospital. I don't know what the details are, so if we could please pray for her.
Okay, Casalita. Thank you. The news showed tornadoes that went through unexpected areas of the southeast. And lots of people are hurting, lots of people are struggling, lots of people are homeless. So our prayers need to go there. And not forgetting all of the others that have been in the way of tumultuous weather and events and shock and trauma. And above all, we need to remember that there is a war still going on. And as children of the Prince of Peace, we need to figure out and pray for peace. Any celebrations you'd like to lift? I have the birthday list. Let's see how close I get to getting the appropriate list. Saturday, Barbara Stevens had her birthday. And so we want to acknowledge Barbara. Happy birthday, Barbara. Willie and Hiromi Jameson. And they have two or three kids. Paya, what is it? We got a card from them. I think they have three now, but their anniversary is on Tuesday, and Willie's birthday is on Tuesday, so quite a party going on there, I am sure. Rick Ottenreit on Wednesday, and I have Malachi Armstrong is going to be two on Thursday. Is that right? Other birthdays, anniversaries, special things you want to lift and remember? All right. If there are others and you're keeping them quiet, well, celebrations to you, but we celebrate all. There is much for us to lift in prayer. Let's begin with our unison prayer. O Lord, we behold your passion. In our feeble fashion, we seek to follow you. Lord, take us by the hand. Lead us away from anger, complaining, and self-centeredness. Take us away from obsessions with possessions and struggles for control. Grant us strength to forgive as we have been forgiven. As we remember your entry into Jerusalem, help us pause and look deeply into our souls and see the places we betray you. Lord, guide us to be more faithful disciples. Amen. I invite you to a moment of meditation in preparation for prayer. Loving Lord God, you are in the midst of the world around us. You are the peace. You are the joy. You are the life. You are the light. You are what keeps us taking one step after another. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the ways that you carry us, that you're always present, that you guide us. And Lord, even thank you for nodding and nudging and prodding us. In this Holy Week, we seek to follow you more closely, even as our journey through Lent proceeds to its end. During this week, may we find special ways to accompany you, to be a part of the final week, to prepare for Easter, to prepare for Good Friday. As we are about this journey, Lord, we sing hosannas, and yet we are in a world where not everyone sings together. Be with us that we might be agents of Christ, agents of peace, agents of reconciliation, agents of calm. Be with us. Be with us in our spirits. Be with us in the dark nights of our souls. Be with us in the midst of the bright sunshine that distracts us. Be with us each moment, in each second, in each event. Lord, we give you thanks for what you've given us and for all the people that contribute to making this ministry viable and vital, giving life to this church. Lord, we pray. We pray for all of those, and we pray for those who've gone before. We pray for the saints in heaven. And we pray that we follow you more closely this day. Hear us, Lord, as we gather with all of your people and joined in the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I invite the ensemble to come forward, and as they are doing so, I want to give you thanks for your continued support of our ministry. We do not pass the plates since COVID. We have not passed the plates. The ushers, they're getting off easy, folks, but thank you for responding. Also, don't forget that Irene Chase is having a 100th anniversary, and if you could leave a card, there's a basket in the narthex. Her daughter wants to celebrate her with cards and celebrations, so do take a moment and do those things, and thank you again for your offerings and your gifts.
Together at
I want to thank the ensemble for that musical offering. We're going to do a change of direction here. We're going to read the scripture before the offertory. And the next scripture is taken from the Gospel of Matthew once again. Please rise for the reading of today's Gospel from Matthew 26, verses 17 through 22. Listen for the word of the Lord. On the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Where do you want us to make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?" He said. "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is near. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.' So the disciples did as Jesus said, directed them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, he took his place with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, 'Truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me.' And they became greatly distressed and began to say to him, one after another, 'Surely not I, Lord.'" The word of the Lord. You may be seated.
Amen. If you were napping, that woke you up, didn't it? Thank you, Miss Barbara. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Waving the palms. Did you enjoy waving your palms? Did your arms get tired? It is one of the most fun services of the calendar year, the kids parading around waving palms. With little ones, it's a little dangerous. They can flail people to death with the palms, but it's a huge celebration, isn't it? It's wonderful, and it reminds us of that journey of Jesus into Jerusalem. It was easy to do it in here. It was easy and pain-free and no worries. I don't think any of you were concerned about doing a palm processional or proclaiming Jesus in this gathering, but in the day when Jesus did that journey, it wasn't quite as easy. It was a dangerous time. It was a danger. They dare not allow Jesus to be caught away from the crowds. That was the only thing keeping him safe. The Romans, the government was trying to capture him because of his outspokenness. They were trying to silence him. But if they could just keep crowds around Jesus, the officials didn't dare intervene because the people wouldn't stand for it. They would resist his being captured. There could have been a tremendous revolt, so they were waiting for a time to find him and to catch him. But here it is, and he comes riding in on a colt. The good church people of that time would have known their scripture. They would have known Zechariah and "Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble, and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." They would have seen that fulfillment. They would have understood immediately. We are not as much an Old Testament people with that knowledge and that memory that would have been so vivid to bring it together. And the scripture that Nalu read, it says a large crowd spread their cloaks on the road. There is a translational question there, and it could be most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road. Now we need to hear that. Because most of the people might have been celebrating. Some were asking, who is it? They didn't know. But some were maybe not so sure that they were in favor of this new rabble-rouser, this Jesus. So they're waiting to capture him, and they knew their best chances were at night. Isn't that typical, the things done in darkness? But we know the scripture tells us that all things in darkness will be brought to light. But there was danger coming into Jerusalem. This palm processional was not a completely joyous celebration. There was danger, and Jesus knew it, but he did not shrink from that danger. Just hear that. He knew, but it didn't stop him. Amen? It wasn't easy. It wasn't a peaceful thing. Remember after the dinner that he goes and he prays in the Garden of Gethsemane. He asks his disciples to pray with him, but they had a beautiful Seder dinner and wine and food, and boy, they were just ready for some good sleeping. But Jesus is praying because he knows his time is coming near. Not only is it coming near, it must come, it must happen. So we don't reflect as much on Jesus' passion. This is Palm Sunday, Passion Sunday. The two has a hyphen between them. And any churches that I've been have always celebrated the palm, but the passion, what an interesting term to describe his arrest, his trial, his whipping, the abuse he suffers, the mistreatment, his crucifixion. All of that happens in this week. All of that is part of the journey, and we cannot get to Easter without going through that. Jesus was innocent and yet gave his life for us, those he loved deeply. Selflessness. Do you know that term? Had an interesting discussion years ago on a online forum. We were discussing religious things, and one fellow said, he says, I've never seen a selfless act in my life. And so there were people kind of tossing out ideas, and he would carefully and completely refute each one of them. And we have to pause and think. It really brought it to mind to me. Have we ever done something for someone else that was of no benefit to us, something selfless, completely for them? Who of us would do such a thing? Is it possible that we as humans would do that? Would love someone enough to do that? Would love someone enough to die for them? I am blessed that as in my life I have found those that I would die for. I have those that I love enough that I would give myself for. I hope you do. My heart aches for those who have never experienced that unselfish love for someone else. Maybe it's a part of that journey. You know, babies are all about baby. They're egocentric. Feed me, change me, put me to sleep, wake me, do for me. It's all about me. Most people grow up, some don't. All right, I'm sorry, I'm being a little bit. But we go through a journey of changing from egocentrism to teen invincibility. How many of you remember your teenage years? Were you as invincible as I was? My goodness, I look back now and I'm terrified at some of the things I did. But at some point I had kiddos and I was climbing the side of a, I was rock climbing. Yes, that was another me back then. And I was rock climbing, and I was shaking and thinking, that's a long way down, and I don't have much of a grip here, and this is kind of taking a risk. And it dawned on me, my daughters needed a dad. And that was the last time I climbed. Because there's something important that happens there, too, some sense of growing up and some sense of responsibility for others. Sadly, there are some who will never make that journey of maturation either. But there's another piece of that selflessness, and that is, instead of the mantra, looking out for number one, it's do a good deed daily. That's in the Boy Scouts. Is that where I learned that? How did we find that? Where is it that we learn that we are about caring for others? That's what Jesus teaches us, is love one another, reach out to each other. And I've met people who sadly have reached out and loved and been hurt, and so have hardened their hearts and have closed themselves. Jesus is for them as well. Jesus is loving them, caring for them, reaching for them. But it's easy to slip. And it's hard to be selfless. It's hard to be selfless and care for someone else enough, like Jesus did. And what if they don't deserve it? What if there are people that are not good enough that you care enough about them? And that adds a question, who of us is good enough? But we are moving on to perfection, aren't we? We got to do that again, you know me. Are we moving on to perfection? Yes. Amen. I am a work in progress. I don't know about all of you. I think as I get a little older, my moving on toward perfection is moving on to survival. We'll just see where we are with that. But is it possible to love someone who has done wrong, who has maybe even injured you? Where is that forgiveness, that turn the other cheek? Can we be selfless? That's what makes what Jesus did so much more important to all of us, because all of us are those who have undeservedly been loved by him. Now, this is Palm Sunday, and some churches we would be doing the Passion and would remember all of the hard things that Jesus went through. It would be a painful sort of journey. And I've lifted a little bit of that because I think we need to remember who we are and whose we are and what that journey entails. But don't lose Palm Sunday. Remember us walking in and the kids waving and shouting and singing Hosanna? Wasn't that wonderful? That's a good thing, and it's okay, and it's great to do it here. But let's make sure we don't just do it in here for those of us in here. There are other places we need to be in the world waving palm fronds. There are places in the world that we need to be proclaiming the Prince of Peace and Christ for all people. Not all of those on the road into Jerusalem were waving palms for Jesus. Not all of them were throwing their cloaks onto the path. And Jesus was for them as Jesus is for us. Amen? Celebrate Palm Sunday. Celebrate this beautiful, warm, and God has made a beautiful Palm Sunday outside. Have you seen what it looks like outside? Enjoy. Winter is coming tomorrow. God has a great sense of humor. Palm Sunday, celebrations of Hosanna, celebrations of proclaiming Jesus. And let's do that. And let's do that to all the world in his name as we seek to follow how he teaches us to love one another. Amen? Amen. We are turning to communion. So if you would follow along on the overhead, let's prepare for communion. Let us read responsibly. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, God Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are those who come in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. You gave birth to your church and delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. I'm going to leave the text, and let's just be in Holy Week. This Thursday, many churches will celebrate a Seder dinner. We don't quite have the capacity to do that right now. But the Seder dinner was an annual event for all good Jews, and once in your lifetime, everyone should celebrate the Passover in Jerusalem. That's what the Seder is. The Seder is our recreation of that event. They remember the history. They remember all that's been. It's a tradition. It's memorized and done repeatedly, and there's wine and food. It's a wonderful gathering. And they were gathered in the upper room. And Jesus was with them, and they've been eating, and he pauses, and he takes the bread, and he picks up the bread, and he gave thanks for the bread. Remember that part. Thank you, Lord. Amen? Thank you, Lord. And he breaks it, and he said, this is my body broken for you. Do this. Do this, this meal, this act, and remember who I am, living, human, body broken. For you. Well, the disciples figured, well, don't know what that was about, but the meal's still good, and the meal progressed to the end, and it gets to the end, and everybody's just about done, and all the things on the table have happened, and the food has been come and gone, and there's only one cup left. You, any good Jewish gathering, you know, Passover, you always leave a cup for Elijah, because Elijah is coming back again, and so the cup on the table, the Elijah cup is there, and Jesus picks it up. And he gave thanks to God for it. Thank you, God. How many of us have prosperity? All of us here. All of us here are a richly prosperous people. Think about that and own that and name that. But he takes and he lifts the cup. And he said, drink from this, all of you. For this is my blood poured out for you. And for many, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this as often as you gather in remembrance of me. And so in that act, he instituted what we call the Eucharist, Holy Communion. And so here we come and we gather together to celebrate. All are invited forward. All are welcome in the name of Christ in the United Methodist tradition. If you would like us to bring the elements to you, remain seated, and we will bring them to you. But we'll invite you forward as I invite the usher, the communion helpers forward. Lucy, okay. I'm pretty sure they didn't have sanitizer in Jesus' time. But it was wine, and the alcohol would have killed anything that was in it. We will be using grape juice. In the name of the Lord, we invite you to come forward and partake of the elements.
Thank you.
We have gathered, we have feasted at the table of the Lord, and may it fill us in spirit and in body. Stand now, let us sing together. Richard's going to lead us. Easter people, raise your voices, not just to those of us inside, but to the world. Amen. You did well singing out as Easter people, and we are Easter people through Jesus Christ, who has given us that gift. Let us give thanks to God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and let them empower us to offer Christ to the world. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Join hands, and we will sing our closing. Come. And God's people said, amen.